the Hermitage. Along the palace embankment stretch the buildings of the State Hermitage. The largest building is the Winter Palace, built in the middle of the 18th century by Italian architect Francesco Bartolomeo Rastrelli. Behind it is a small, light green building with white columns, the Small Hermitage by architect Valen Delamo. The adjacent yellow building is the Big or Old Hermitage by the architect Felton. Through a winter channel, the gallery leading to the Hermitage Theater is situated, which was built by the architect Quarengi, and from Million Street, the main complex is adjoined by the new Hermitage from the architect Leo von Klintze. The name Hermitage is of French origin, which also means a shelter for hermits, a lonely corner. Of course, now it is difficult to imagine the huge museum visited by tourists from all over the world as a place of solitude, but it was once like that. The birth of the Hermitage is attributed to Catherine II. In 1764, she took possession of the collection of the Berlin merchant Gotzkowski. In order to accommodate 225 paintings, the Empress ordered a separate building erected near to the Winter Palace. Collecting art was fashionable at the time. Wishing to fill up the museum, Ekaterina bought the private collections of Count Bruglia, Baron Croza, and Lord Wopple. Paintings, bronze, and carved stones decorated the Empress's Hermitage, and soon the rooms of the Small Hermitage could not contain them. For the increasing collections, a new building called the Big Hermitage was under construction. But the huge assembly continued to remain as a lonely corner for the Empress. As it is said in the letter she wrote to Baron Grimm, quote, "Only mice and I admire these treasures," unquote. In the middle of the 19th century, Catherine's son, Emperor Nikolai, opened the doors of the Imperial Hermitage to the general public. Not wishing, however, to allow visitors into the royal chambers, Nikolai ordered construction of a separate building by the architects Stasov and Efims, under a project by Leo von Klintze. The entrance to the new Hermitage from Million Street was decorated with Atlas-like figures by the sculptor Terebeneva, cut whole from a block of gray granite. The popularity of the Imperial Hermitage was extraordinary. First of all, owing to the free admission to the museum. In the 20th century, finally open to the public were the front rooms, along with the private chambers of the Russian monarchs. It is necessary to note that after revolution, the Hermitage collection was replenished due to the private collections of Stroganov, Yusupov, and Sheremetov, and other noble families. Now the State Hermitage totals about 3 million exhibits and is rightly considered one of the largest museums in the world.